he responded to you. Mm-hmm. It's like, so now she funnels it to me, and I'm supposed to funnel it to him.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Sometimes that's where you have to do it.
So that seems to be working right now, because I get a message back like that. She's like, when she says something, it's like talking to a wall. She's like, her analogy was, you know when you're married and you tell your husband something and you get nothing? Uh-huh. He's like, that's what it's like. You know, mm-hmm. you know that expression you get? You know, like you're talking and it's just going by. I know exactly what you're talking about.
We had a situation the other week, and I wasn't going. It was a zoning meeting, but I was going on behalf of Zion Circle and Webb Street. And I get there, and Pleasant Hill was there. Mm-hmm. Reverend Strickland and some of his deacons. And they want to put a life center right there next to, on that little vacant spot right there below my house on this two-story building. And it was so many feet, they wanted to have it from the curve. I think I wanted to do 10 feet.
It's not that big of a space.
That's what I said. So why would you want to put a life center right there? It's no parking. So the question was from the zoning committee, have you talked to the neighbors? He said, yes, I've talked to Mr. This is not Alex, it's another next door to me. And I sit there and I wasn't going to say anything. Then some said, no, you need to say something. And I said, you know, I have no problem with the church, you know, trying to move forward. But my personal opinion, I think that property, it's too small to put a life center there. And the other problem I'm having with it, nobody has even contacted me. Mm-hmm. And I said, so I really think that's a problem with something like this going into my neighborhood, because if you was going into somebody else's neighborhood, you would talk to him. But you know, he has not called me yet. And they asked me to come to the groundbreaking ceremony. I didn't even know what they was breaking ground for. They called me Friday at 5:30, and the ceremony was 3:00 that Saturday.
So they're doing it?
And they went to the zoning meeting that Monday. It wasn't passed. Now you tell me, what sense that make?
Well, at least somebody had some sense. They didn't pass it.
I'm like, okay, and I said, you know, and I'm like I tell somebody, I'm not mad or anything, but you've been knowing me all my life. So why can you have come talk to me? And it ain't my fault it didn't pass, because they just told me it was too close to the street.
Yeah, it wasn't big enough.
Right. But why would you go break ground for something and you haven't even got it okay yet? And I just sit there and pray, and I said, well, God, I said, you know what needs to be here, what not needs to be here, but should I go ahead and say something? Because I said, you know, I don't want it to seem like I'm fighting the church. But that's just like we had the situation Mr. was talking about, the cemetery. Okay, I had put in a lot of work, time, and another lady to get the cemetery deeded to Groveway. First, the city was going to take it over for a year because they had to deem it as an abandoned cemetery. Then the city was going to come in and beautify it, have it as an historical site, registered, do all that work that we didn't have any money to pay for. We went to council meeting that night. Reverend Strickland, one of his deacons, was there. And his deacon got up and said, we can take care of our own. And the mayor said, fine, because we're not in the cemetery business.
You're kidding me. One time they show up. Oh, I can't believe it. It's incredible. They show up for something.
And I thought to myself, and I had talked to him about it. I had showed him the deeds. I had told him what they were going to try and do. You know, this would be one way. We don't have to put out any money.